Hey, I came as soon as I received your voicemail. Sorry, I've been napping like all day today. Are you okay? You look like you've been crying. Well, you sounded pretty upset. During your voicemail. What's happened? I was literally here last week, and it's almost like I'm having deja vu. Did you fight with your girlfriend again? You broke up? What? Wait, slow down. What do you mean you broke up? You guys were okay. I mean, you were talking about her last week, saying how you don't want to upset her and all that. What happened? Your feelings have changed? What? Where is this even coming from? Last time I left, she came here and it looked like you guys were gonna make up. Did that not work out? It did? Okay, so what's the problem? I mean, are you sure you didn't make any harsh decisions? You guys have been together for a while. She was getting insecure. About what? About your friendship with me? Well, what are you saying, you guys broke up because of me? Well, that's what it sounds like. I never want to come in between, you and somebody you could potentially fall in love with. You know I don't want that. I just want the best for you, and I was so happy when you told me about her, and I don't want to ruin that for you. But why would she be insecure about that? Yeah, obviously we are close. We've been close ever since we were little. But you have other close friends, don't you? Not girls. So I'm like your only close girlfriend. And she didn't like that. She caught our messages. But we weren't even saying anything bad. It was just two friends talking. Look, I never want to be the cause of, a breakup. I don't want to stand in the way of your happiness, and I know I'm not, but you obviously liked this girl. You really did. I could see it in your eyes. I don't think I've ever seen you talk about anybody the way you talk about her, and God, that sucks. I mean, no, it doesn't suck. I mean, like, it sucks for me because I like you as a friend a lot, and I don't want to lose you as a friend now that we're friends again, but I also don't want you to break up with your girlfriend because of me. So if me leaving would make her happy, then I'll stay away from you. No, really, I'm the one suggesting it. Obviously, we're not gonna stop being friends. I mean, you're not gonna grow to me that easy, but I don't know. I think it's for the best. The last thing I wanted to do was come back and jeopardize a relationship that you've built for years. I don't want to be in the middle of all of it. And from a girl's point of view, I can sympathize with her and understand why she feels that way. But I don't understand why she won't just meet with me, get to know me a little better. Yeah? Do you think so? Maybe You could arrange like a dinner and we can all go out together. And if it would make her feel better, then I would ask somebody to be my fake date. You know, it was like a double date so that she wouldn't get any ideas. Sounds good. Okay. Well, just arrange it with her and I will be there. Does Saturday sound good? Okay. I'm gonna leave now, but put on a smile and stop being all Debbie Downer, okay? It'll be okay, I promise. I'll see you on Saturday. Promise you'll be okay? Right. Bye. Okay. We're here. Remember. What's my age? What's my favorite color? Favorite activity? Okay, recite literally everything I told you. We have to sell this part and pretend that we're dating. I don't want this girl to think that I have a thing for her boyfriend, okay? What do you know? You think I have a thing for him? Shut up. All right, let's go in. There they are. Hi. Yeah, it's great to meet you finally. This is my boyfriend. Babe, you wanna introduce yourself? Yeah. Oh, we're more than happy. As soon as he told me that he's planning a double date, you know, I had to come. He's been saying the greatest things about you. Really, all he ever does is talk about you. Yeah, it's great. I don't think I've seen him this happy in so long. Oh, us? Yeah, we've been together for almost 6 months now. Going strong, you know? Yeah, that's why we're here, and more than happy to be here with you. What? Where would you get that idea? Me having a thing for your boyfriend? No, we're just friends. No, we've always been great friends like that. Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, we've been a little closer than usual lately, but he's more of like a brother to me. I respect all his relationships, so, you know, as soon as I found out he has a girlfriend, had to come meet her, right? Yeah, see, he agrees. So, have you guys ordered yet? Perfect. We're starving. We haven't ate all day, right, babe? Stop nudging me, my God. Yeah, what are you gonna do? You know I hate when you order for me, baby. I got it. Would you stop? Yeah, we're ready. Let's call the waiter over. Okay, that was really good. It's been so good getting to know you a little better, and I can see why he's so in love with you. Yeah, I wish you guys the best, really. But, babe, I think we should go, right? Yeah, it's our time. Thank you so much for inviting us out to dinner. You're the best. Yes, I'll Venmo you the rest of the bill. Or my boyfriend will. Right. Well, we're gonna get going now, but it was great meeting you, and hopefully we can do this again soon. Yeah, perfect. All right. Good night, guys. So, do you think she bought that? She did. Yeah, I mean, she seemed happy by the end of it. Yeah, I can tell. She's feeling a little weird by her friendship, and I get that. You know, you don't have to thank me. I meant it when I said that you were You mean so much to me, and I would do whatever it takes to make sure that you're happy and that we maintain our friendship for years. And it's crazy that she think I have feelings for you. That's wild. Or what's even crazier is her assuming that you like me. Why would you like me as anything more than a friend? Yeah. You guys seem really comfortable around each other. I'm happy for you. So, are you back together, or did I do all that for no reason? You're getting there. That's good. So you guys are talking and stuff. Well, that's good. Huh? Upset? No, I'm not upset. I watched a sad movie before coming here. Yeah, I totally had time. The food was really good too. I'm stuffed. Is she coming over tonight? Oh, she is. Okay, well, I should probably get going soon. Hey, would it be weird if I... Fuck, maybe I shouldn't. Well, I miss having sleepovers with you. Like the old days. When we'd play games together, watch movies, and cuddle. As friends. Do you think we could do that again? Obviously, you know, let your girlfriend know if she'd... She might hate it or something, but... Well, I want to spend more time with you. I don't know how long I'm going to stay here, and... You know, I don't want this... I want to make the most of it. And plus, come on, you owe me a sleepover after what I did for you today. Yeah? Really? Okay, well, how does next weekend sound? You can grab all your favorite snacks. I know that we might be a little older now for a sleepover, but God, I'm still as excited as I used to be. We could wear matching pajamas. Yes, we should go shopping and get some. Do you remember? We used to do that all the time, especially during Halloween. I miss that. Yeah, like I said, just as friends, you know? Well, you and I are very close friends, and like I said, I never want to stand in the middle of your relationship, so if this is gonna ruin stuff for you, then please feel free to tell me no. I'm not like a bitch. So you'll think about it. You know you will. Alright, perfect. Well, I should probably go before your girlfriend comes over, right? Okay. Make sure you... I don't know, do you want to bring up the sleepover with her? Maybe you should, so you don't have to hide it from her or anything. She might get suspicious later. Come on, she's already met me and I faked having a boyfriend and everything. There's no way she's still gonna think there's something between us, right? I mean, that would be crazy. So crazy. Crazy thinking. Yeah, do what you feel is right. It's your relationship. I'm not gonna, you know, stand in the middle of it. Ever. I never wanna stand in the middle of anything. You know this. Okay, well, you can start by not sending me such sad voicemails and scaring me in the middle of the night. My God, you suck for that. Well, yeah, because I don't want you scaring me. Of course, I'll always be there for you. Alright, let me just grab my bag, and I'm gonna leave now. I'll see you next weekend. Okay, sounds perfect. Good night.